Is it afternoon or evening? It's still afternoon, isn't it? Late afternoon? Okay. I mean, we know that this morning, what was happening, we had a half a marathon, and how many people took part? How many? I mean, all together.
Just me.
Just me. Just you. How many? Okay, there's quite a few people, isn't it? Yeah, a big number, a big number. All right, so a lot of people came and participated in that. And the reading that we have this late afternoon, it's about the same. Paul is speaking to a new Christians of Corinth, and he's speaking to them. And he is trying to teach them how gospel should be preached, how Christian life should be lived. He is telling them how you should reject material comfort and leave everything behind and do your running. He also reminds this new Christian about the Jews who were basically entangled in idolatry and the other immorality, and he encouraging these people of Corinth to run a good race. And as he talks to them, he creates a picture. There's a one picture he creates that's running the race, and then along with that he brings the other picture of a Christian walk or a Christian race that we have to do as we live in this world. So there's one side, a Christian living, and the other side is athletic competitions. And this kind of language, this kind of examples, it's not the first time Paul is using. He has used it many times in the scripture. Even when speaking to Galatians, he said the same thing. In Galatians 2:2, we read that, and he urges Galatians and says to that, keep running, good race. Don't allow anyone to cut you in, cut you out in your race. So run diligently and very focusedly. Also, when he is talking to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8 verses, we read again, he uses a similar language he uses. And he says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which is the Lord's righteous judge will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all those who have longed for his appearing. So Paul, time to time, giving this picture to all the Christians to run the race and run it well. Well, what we can see in these two pictures. So we saw many people running this morning. So first thing we see, I mean, I will have four things put this afternoon in front of you. And then that has been taken from the race that this morning took place, and how that can look like, and how that we can compare with our Christian life. So the four things. The first thing is that the race that took place this morning, and those who ran in it, it was an intentional act. You know, it was a deliberate act. You know, they decided, it was their interest, and that's what their willingness was, to run in this race. And just not to run in this race, but do their best. Very intentional act. And all those who did take part in that, they were intentional. There were no random people walking alongside in Perryville or Ealing and thought, everybody's running, let me run. No, you will not have a random people coming in. All is intentional. So likewise, Paul says, Christian walk is also very intentional. There is no random decisions. You know, it is very premeditated, very intentional, very willing of walk. And nobody is imposing on you, he says. But you have to decide. You must be interested. You must be willing. And then you run this race. And as you do so, God will help you. And then he also says that when you start running, don't look back. You know, keep running. Keep running. Whatever you have decided, do it with all your strength. And that's what Jesus says in Luke 9:62. Jesus says, those who put the hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the service of the kingdom of God. So what Jesus is also reminding that also, as we take decision to walk this Christian walk, as we decide willingly to follow Christ, there's no point looking back. But we must focus on Christ and keep running. That's first thing. Second thing is that when we run, it takes a lot of things. It takes practice, it takes preparation, and it also needs a dedication. Again, I'm sure, Jason, when you ran this morning, it wasn't the first time you just got up in the bed and then started running. I'm sure you must have given a lot of practice, a lot of exercise, and you must have tried that for many times. And that's what it is. You know, it takes practice, preparation, dedication, and also it needs a lot of things to adjust with it. Likewise, again, in a Christian walk, you need a lot of preparation, a lot of commitment. You can't just do it things. You need to do things again and again, again and again. And, you know, when basically you start running, you start planning your life around that race. You know, what to eat, what not to eat. You know, what habits are good, what habits are not good. So, and then accordingly, you plan. You stop a few things. You know, you won't start eating the cakes when you're running the marathon in a few months. You know, you watch what you eat, and you craft your life accordingly. So leave all things, and with the good practices, you come in with the practice and preparation. That's exactly what Christian life looks like. We need to say no to the old things, the things that slows us down, that will perhaps makes us obese or overweight in Christian walk. Leave it beside and then just take a new shape, new sort of a plan, like a renewed mind, new things, a new preparation, a new habits. Leave everything that will stop us walking in Christian life, but start everything newly. With a renewed mind, we will walk this walk. And emphasizing that, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, he says, look, therefore, those who are walking in Christ, they are like a new creation. They are like a new creation. The old has passed. The old habits have gone. Old things have gone. They have changed. And they have become new. That's what Paul is expecting from those who are willing to walk with Christ, to renew their mind and be renewed within themselves. That is the second thing. The third thing we also see from the race, when you run the race, you need to learn the rules. You know, any game, every game has a rule. When you play football, you need to know where to run, where is the half pitch, where is the small D, where is the border, where is the pitch, where you need to run, what is the offside. You know, you can't just run anywhere and everywhere. And there is a law, there's a game tactics you need to learn. And I'm sure for running, you need to know where you need to run. You know, there's a way that are marked kind of signs on the road, and you need to run on that particular way. Also, there is a lot of restriction what you should drink, what should not drink, and what is legible and what is not legible. So knowing the laws around your race is important. And similarly, in the Christian life, in Christian walk, we need to know the law. And that is the word of God, straightforward. We need to know what we're meant to do, where we need to run. And running is something that you know where you're starting, where you're ending. You know, you won't start running somewhere in Perryville or in Harrow or in Hanwell when you're meant to run in Ealing. You know, that will not complete your race. Neither you will have a reward. You're running, but you're not running with the law and whatever is set in that race. So similarly, we need to know what is God's law is. We need to meditate it. We need to understand it and run our Christian race with the God's rule. A few weeks ago, Steve spoke about in the evening session, what we are, open to God? Open to God. Steve spoke about Psalm 1, where Psalmist says, blessed is he who basically what he does is delights in the word of God, meditates it day and night. And he's like a tree, you know, who remains green for all the time and becomes fruitful and keeps on going. And that's what Christian walk should look like. For the last thing I want to share with you, that is in running the race, in that race, there are stations where you come and you rehydrate yourself, isn't it? How many were standing on stations this morning? Did anybody here helped? Okay, John was there. Steve was there. Yeah. And those who are running, what happens? The thing, when you run, you perspire. You sweat a lot. You lose a lot of water, salt, and mineral. And you need refreshment. And then there are people who are there who gives you drink, and then you drink it, and you feel refreshed. Likewise, in Christian life also, Christian life is very demanding, very challenging, and very tough. As you run, you will definitely feel frustrated. You'll definitely get dizzy. You definitely get out of breath, and you will feel dehydrated. And you need rehydration. And how can you rehydrate yourself? There are many ways. Again, we know churches can be one thing. You can go to the church where you come, you rest, you refresh yourself, let God speak to you, let God minister you, let Holy Spirit refresh you, and then you can go. Going to church can refresh you. Also, there are many ways you can refresh yourself. You can come to midweek communion, or perhaps any other session that is arranged by the church, like Alpha, can be a home group. We should all have a refueling or refreshing stations in our Christian life where everybody will be able to rehydrate themselves. So these four things we can compare with a Christian life. And as I have come to this point, acknowledging and telling you that Christian life is a tough, challenging, and demanding, I'm pretty sure there are many things in our life. As a Christian, we find it difficult to handle. Everyone sitting in this room will have challenges. Because Christian life, again, has its own rule, and we have to play with the rule. And when playing with the rule, it's difficult. And I just want to give you, I want to stop here and give you 5 minutes of time to sit around your table. And anything that you need, your Christian walk, in your Christian life, sort of taking your breath out, making you rehydrate, tiring you, making you breathless, making you uncomfortable, you're finding it difficult, please share in a pair on your table. And if it is possible, whether you can share, please do share it and pray for each other. So I'm going to give you 5 minutes to pray for each other, and then we'll come together, and then we'll end this talk. So let's have a prayer for each other. Remember to pray for each other as well. I'm going to give you one more minute to pray, and then we will stop. If you have been talking, you haven't had time to pray, you can finish in a minute. Please do pray. stuff you have prayed. And could I have your attention, please, again? We're just going to have a few things reflected, and then we'll end up with a prayer. As we have seen, four similar things from athletic competition and Christian walk. They're very similar, aren't they? There are similar things that look alike. But there's one major difference in these competitions and Christian walk. And that difference is, in any competition, there are three prizes, gold, silver, and bronze. But in a Christian walk, we all will be rewarded. We all will be winner. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, when we are focused, when we are running, we should be very sure that we will win the prize. And that is a beauty Paul is trying to tell these people. Run. As long as you complete it, you will get it. You will get it. You don't have to finish first, but if you finish it well, you will get it. This morning, I was speaking in All Hallows, and I was preaching about the parable of workers who went first and last. And they all were paid the same amount. And it fits very well here. One prize for everyone. All were winner. Everybody got the same prize. And similarly, we will win the prize if we survive and if we finish our race. And that is a beauty. We all will have gold. So this is a beautiful thing Paul has reminded us through this example, through this picture of this athletic race. So continue to run the race with all your efforts, with all your mind, your body, and your soul. Put everything into it and keep running. The one thing is that there is in worldly competition, the gold medalist can stand and say, "Oh, I'm the winner, I'm the best." And he can look down on the others. But in a Christian walk, we will all be the same. We will all stand in the same platform. And that's a beautiful thing again. All will have the same thing. So as we running this race, don't undermine each other. Perhaps we are doing better than someone else in our church. Don't look down on them. But support them. Pray for them. Pray for each other. It's not finishing the race, but also finishing with each other is important. As a brothers and sisters in Christ, we must support and pray and encourage each other as we finish this race. So may God bless you abundantly. Grant you all the needed wisdom, strength that is needed to run this race, and be with you and help you to finish it well.